Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Here's Senior Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
We have liberty now to please Christ with our life, freedom. We're not free to sin, we're free from sin. That's that liberty that we have. Okay. The word stumbling block, it's an obstacle in the way which if one strikes his foot against, he stumbles or he falls. And it applies to those that are weak, he's talking about, that do not use your liberty as an occasion to allow that weak brother to stumble, to fall. Paul uses that same word in Romans chapter, and I want to share this one. Romans chapter 14, Greg, maybe you can find it. Romans chapter 14, verse number 13. He uses that same word. I should have marked these in my Bible. Okay. Yeah. Let's begin verse number 12, Greg. So then every one of us shall give an account of himself to God. I love that. Am I my brother's keeper? Interesting statement. But you know, every one of us, I'm going to give an account for Walt Lanier, not Danny Jones. Danny Jones don't give an account for Danny Jones, not Walt Lanier. That's what Paul is saying here, okay? Let us not therefore judge one another anymore, but judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way. So we see in Romans chapter 14, that same word is being used, the same thought, that we shouldn't put anything in our brother or sister's way that would cause them to stumble and fall. Talking about with their walk with the Lord. That would, and let me put it in practical terms, that would keep them from going to Westwood Missionary Baptist Church. Them hypocrites down there, are you following? Or their walk with the Lord, they quit going. Listen, I know what those people are like. I know what they think. Don't cause them weaker people to stumble, okay? There are many things which a believer could do which would not hurt them as individuals. Now, I'm not getting to a list because I'd get in trouble, okay? But there are some things that we have liberty to do in Christ as an individual. Now, don't get your start in mind getting racing. If it's preached against in the Bible, that's a sin. It's a sin. But there are some things that we're free to, are y'all already thinking, ain't you, okay? I'm just laying down the fact. Okay, there are many things, and Paul talked about that, with the meat is one example of that. There are many things which believers could do which would not hurt them as individuals, but which might prove harmful to others. What really matters is love over knowledge, placing yourself and your rights over others. You should place them first. How will it affect the church? How will it affect my brothers and sisters in Christ, the weaker? I know I'm going to put this out here. I'm just going to put it out there. Take it for what it's worth. I have some dear friends that pastors churches up north. I won't go any farther than that. They're dear friends. When they observe Lord's Supper, they use real wine, actual real wine, okay? We don't use wine when we observe Lord's Supper. We use the fruit of the vine, grape juice. I believe that's what Jesus used. That's just, I believe, what Scripture teaches, okay, that we use the fruit of the vine. There's some more. I won't go into that. That's a whole nother lesson. But I, without discussing any names, we had a discussion with him about this here just a few months ago. A good friend, and they use real wine in there. I said, here's another problem, not because it's just, I think it's not biblically correct to use real wine, but you should use fruit of the vine, grape juice, which we do. Matter of fact, when we observe the Lord's Supper, we're going to do it, Lord willing, the night of faith promise, the 26th, that Sunday, I'm planning on having Lord's Supper that Sunday night. We've had mission conference all week long. We'll have a special preacher Sunday morning, and Sunday night we're going to do Lord's Supper. And the Lord's Supper, that wine will be grape juice. It's going to be 100% grape juice. Won't be no sugar in it. Won't be, you know, watered down. Okay. I told that pastor, dear friend. See, here's another problem. Say somebody in your church used to be an alcoholic, and they get a taste of that wine, it could flip a switch. I said, you're on dangerous territory. But it is true. Again, you talk about a weaker brother. There are some things that, don't you go out and say, the priest said I could buy a bottle of wine. I did not say that. I didn't say that. What I am saying, and just throw that out of the equation. But there are certain things that we can do as individuals that you, that others, because of their conscience, and their, and it would cause them to stumble and to fall. Are we on the same page?
Yes.
Don't you go out to ABC Liquor Lounge or wherever it is. I did not say that. You better stay away from that. It'll ruin your life. Okay. But still, the fact is there. Okay. Because you can become a stumbling block to that individual. Then he goes even farther. He gives that example. For any, if any man, see thee which have knowledge, sit at the table. Okay. And by the way, he, when he talks about the, with which any man see thee which has knowledge, he's talking about that mature believer. You have the knowledge. In other words, you know that meets nothing. Idols are nothing. But yet he sees you, that you're the mature believer that has this knowledge. He sees you sit there that in the temple eating meat. Here's what he says. Shall not the conscience, that decision in your mind, is this good, is it bad? Okay, which we talk about being defiled. He's making this, these decisions within himself of him which is weak, be emboldened. The word emboldened means to build up, to strengthen. Okay? Shall not the conscience of him which be weak, be emboldened now to eat those things which are offered to idols. Here's what he's thinking now. If he can do it, I can do it. It goes against his conscience completely with what he was thinking now. If that guy can do that, then I guess it's okay for me. Seeing a mature believer participate, the weaker brother is emboldened or encouraged to eat the meat in the idol's temple. Well, he's doing it. And although there's nothing wrong with him eating the meat, remember, what goes in does not defile. It's what comes out that defiles man. That's what Jesus said. He is led into an atmosphere and setting that leads him to believe that nothing is wrong with idol involvement or worship, even though the stronger believers knows it's not. The weaker believers says, well, maybe it's okay. And he has the wrong mentality about it. So what he's saying now, it'll get a little bit clearer as we go. Verse number 11. And through thy knowledge shall the weak brother perish for whom Christ died. Now, we know the word perish does not mean he's going to lose his salvation. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. This word perish literally is, has a different meaning. It does not mean to be put to death. It means to render useless. They become useless for the cause of Christ. His life may become useless to God in the glory of God and useless to the cause of Christ. He may become a castaway from serving the Lord. Paul used that term in the next chapter. Turn me to 1 Corinthians 9:27. Paul used that same thought. But I keep my body and bring it in unto subjection, lest by any means when I preach to others, I myself should be a castaway. The word castaway means, as the word is dokimos, it means of no use. A cracked pot. A pot that was, used to hold water, now it's cracked and it can't hold water anymore. It's not for their intended purpose. They're not useful anymore. And that back here in 1 Corinthians chapter number 8, that's what he's talking about. Shall the knowledge of thy weak brother perish? It becomes cracked. They become useless now because, well, I might as well. And then he says this, for whom Christ died. And I wrote this down. I want to read this, okay. Paul explained the importance of the life of this weaker brother. Now get this. This is the importance of the life of the weaker brother.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come visit us this Sunday night to hear Wyatt Austin of the Inspirations, along with the Rogers family, at 6 p.m. at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. That's February 9th at 6 p.m. to hear Wyatt Austin of the Inspirations and the Rogers family at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.